People skills. A lot of us struggle with people skills. And here today to talk all about that is Coach Luke Jorgensen. So he is in the solar sail. He's a solar sails assassin. He rocketed to Sunrun's top 1% and 132 million closed. And then he bottled up this playbook for everybody. So he is coaching people on door-to-door sales and teaching sales leaders that they should not settle. And today, like I said, he's going to be talking to us a little bit about people skills, why they're so important, what are some people skills, how we can start having better people skills, especially post-COVID. A lot of people are anxious and almost afraid of each other. We need to talk about this and open the door again and reconnect. So, without further ado, it is really good to see you again, Luke.
Yeah, great to see you, Lisa. Thanks for having me on. Good to be with you. Excited to talk today.
Yeah, me too. So last time we covered sales. What did we talk about?
Last time we kind of covered the subject of like everyone needs a coach, like in just in
Right.
general, getting help and assistance to like move the needle for your business, for yourself, whatever it is, right? And we obviously talked a lot about sales with that, but just getting a coach and getting help.
Yeah, that was a really great episode. So I invite you, our audience, please go back and listen to that episode. Luke has a podcast on our channel, and there's some really good points in that one.
Yeah, it was a great, yeah, some great stuff from you, and I added a little bit here and there. So it was great.
Yes, we make a great team. I'm excited to talk about people skills. Do you have good people skills?
Most days. We all have our moments, right? But
Yeah.
yeah, I think the topic of people skills, like you hit it like the nail on the head, like if we were to put out a poll, right, like some of us are a little bit, somewhat older, not 18 or younger, to just ask of like, hey, do you think people skills are like improving in general, like in society, or do you feel like they're like decreasing? I mean, I think a majority of people would be like, oh yeah, they're decreasing. Like people skills in the world and society in general are getting worse.
Yeah, everyone's hiding behind their screen. Like every time I go to the grocery store, or if I'm in a store of any sort and standing in line, all you see is people like this because they don't want to look around at each other. They're like staring at their phone, and it's almost like people are scared of each other.
Yeah, it's technology's done a lot of great things, and it's done a couple not so great things. And I think the people skills part of it is kind of been detrimental to us as people. So yeah, I mean that's super common. I find myself doing that, right? Like I think we have to almost be. It's super easy now to like just pull out the phone when we're bored, and it's less common. I mean, I was in the ER, not well, like the ER kind of a space. It was kind of an urgent care, I guess it was called. But I was looking around, and it was interesting because I'm looking, and I'm like, all the older people, they were just sitting. Some were talking, some were just sitting. But like, and then all the younger people, I'm including myself in that. I'm not sure if I should, but like, we're on our phones, right? And so. And I was like, oh man, that is so true. Like the older people, they're not used to like staring at the screen as much. Like they're seeing the world, they're aware, like they want to chat, they want to talk. Like that's just more normal for them. And I think we've gotten a little bit away from that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm guilty of it. I have 100% seen someone in a store and legit hid from them because I didn't feel sociable in that moment. And I've also done the thing where I was st standing in line waiting to pay for my groceries, and I was like, I'm gonna push myself. So I turned around to talk to the person behind me, and it was terrif they were terrified. It was like they were like, why is this woman talking to me? So it's those situations that throw us off, I think. And then you get rejected by the stranger who you're trying to start a conversation with to be friendly and nice and sociable. But you can't let that stop you, right? You can't.
Yeah, there's a because there's a lot of benefits to having good people skills, right? I mean, if I look at it as an opportunity because like in general, everyone else is getting worse at this skill. So I look at it as an opportunity, like, hey, if I can set myself apart, or and other people should be thinking this way, like if I can set myself apart a little bit with my people skills, everyone else is getting better. And if I can just stay even or even improve, it's an opportunity for me to really improve my career, my life, like the value I have to like my business, my organization, like as an employee, as like a leader, whatever it is at your position that you're in. But it should be an opportunity if we look at it like that.
I agree. You make a really, really good point. So, Luke, I ask you this: what does it mean to have good people skills? What are good people skills?
Oh man, it is. Oh, that's like, that's such a broad
Loaded.
topic, right? I mean,
Yeah.
it's almost easier like knowing like when you don't have good people skills, right? But I
Okay, let's
mean,
do it that way then. What are bad? What are some signs of poor people skills?
yeah, that's probably, yeah, somehow that's easier for me to kind of pinpoint a little bit better. But and I guess you could just go the opposite, but like so not talking, that's bad, but like not communicating, not wanting to like wanting to stay in your own bubble, like that's bad people skills, right? Like not even trying. Things like not listening, I can use my kids as an example, like they're on their phone, you're talking to them, you're like, no, look at me, like look at me, respond, like right, like kind of in one ear, out the other ear kind of thing. And that's one thing that I think we can, the distractions, like being present and being all in, like when we're having a conversation, even if it's like a quick, like being all in right there, I think that's a really a big one. Interrupting, I mean, all the annoying things, right? Interrupting, not letting people talk. I mean, we all interrupt a little bit, but just I guess the habit of over and over again doing stuff like that, like not really listening to people, not really listening to what they have to say, just thinking about what you want to say. Like, there's so many things. Being awkward. I mean, I was this week. Have you seen the clip of Theo Vaughn in interviewing Mark Zuckerberg about coffee? Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that,
No,
but
tell
guys,
us, tell us.
you audience, you gotta look it up because I'm gonna do it justice. But he's like, "So you drink coffee?" And he's just like, "No," like awkwardly. And he's like never." Have you ever had it? Yes. Like, I mean, it's just such an awkward conversation, right? So, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, so for if you're gonna, invent an app that changes the world, maybe you don't need the best people skills, but for the rest of us, we gotta have some good people skills. So you guys should look it up. It's pretty funny.
That's hilarious. I can picture it. I think you brought up two really great points. And the first one is just being present. Being present and showing people that your body, like so body language, being open and eye contact and showing and not interrupting. It's not known. Like a lot of people are in their ego and they can't help but to, want to share their own experience. So I feel like having really good people skills is having the ability to really listen and be present with that person to make them feel seen and heard. I know when I feel seen and heard by someone, it's like something so special because I feel like there was a connection there, but if someone's on their phone and you're talking to them and they're not looking you in the eye and their body language is closed off and they're crossing their arms and it's not welcoming, it's not warm. So I think good people skills, there's a warmth to the person. There's a something like the frequency they're giving out is warmth.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like that. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess people skills are a big thing in sales.
Yeah,
Not to be
huge,
Captain
right?
Obvious over here, but
Yeah, I know. No, you're right. I know. Well, that's why we're talking about it today, right? Like, I mean, it's definitely like a huge foundational piece. And I look at like when I joined and started selling. So I was a teacher before that for about 10, 12 years, 10 or 12 years, depending on how you want to look at it. But for those 10 years, I was a teacher. And then I had I had zero sales experience, zero, like none. I'd never sold anything in my entire life. And here I was literally changing a career, jumping like headfirst into door-to-door sales, which is like the most difficult sales situation ever. Like, it's not easy, right? Like, those are cold
Yes.
doors, those are cold conversations you're trying to warm up. And I actually did pretty decent, not because I didn't know anything about selling, but I had a foundation of people skills because as a teacher, like I was using those skills and that muscle all the time. And that really, really helped me. And people, and it's a huge foundation. Like, I mean, if you're awkward with people, if you can't read like body language, read the room kind of thing, like it's a big uphill battle in sales. Because there's a lot of aspects in sales that you can quickly adopt and quickly learn. But people skills, you have to think of it like a long-term journey, right? Like you got to get a, like it's kind of like, you know, changing your body, you know. It's not going to be overnight, you know. You're not going to get a bikini body overnight. Like it's going to be kind of a long process, and I think if people realize that it is a long process, but it is a skill, and just like any skill, you can get better. Like you can get
Yes.
better at it with some practice, some, you know, some coaching, some even just reading some great books, and you can get a lot better in that. But it's a if you want to be good at sales, I think you have to like have that box. It doesn't mean you have to be amazing at it, but you have to have like a pretty decent foundation.
Yeah, I love that. Like having a coach kind of help you through that. And I think another thing is like people are so self-conscious, and I think it's important when you're developing your people skills to just fully embrace who you are. And I know that some people feel like they're awkward, and even if I get nervous and I move around weird and I'm playing with my fingers, and but when I'm observing someone doing that, but they're authentic and they're who they are, those things I find them endearing, because it's like that person is exactly who they are. They're not trying to be somebody else. They're just being who they are and contributing to who they are with their own gifts and skills, So I think the quirks are, you work them in.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Like we always said, like, you know, don't be someone different. Be yourself. Just be your best self, right? Like when you're selling, be yourself. Just be the best version of that self, right? Because we all have that, you know, that non-best version of ourselves, right? And so that was kind of the idea. Like, be yourself. Whoever you are. Like, I went with a guy that was really experienced on. Every once in a while, we'd go with each other and kind of learn from each other and like. Go with each other. We call it shadowing on the doors. Like we just go with just to learn from each other and just see how they did it, right? And I once went with a guy and he's been doing it for a while and all of a sudden his voice changed totally like when he was pitching. And I'm like, what is he doing? Like just like this radio, weird radio voice. And later, like we're going to friends, I said, hey, do you realize your voice changes? And he had no idea. He had no idea.
Okay.
Literally no idea. But I'm like, you know, you got to realize like if you just talk the way that you talk normal, like you'll probably have a better result because it kind of sounds
Right.
like fake, like back to the
Yep.
authentic, you know, reminding me
Pitching.
of that. Yeah, it sounded like a sales pitch, like a practice, like, and it's okay to be new, right? But I'm like, dude, you're not new. Like you sound really like a new person and really kind of weird. And he's like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. And I'm like, well, you know, it's something, right? And after that, he kind of changed it, and he's like, you know, that really helped because I've been actually having a lot better success. So, you know, just being authentic is really key. Like in any situation, whether it sells or not, I think that's really key. Because if
Yeah.
you're someone that has friends, you're probably okay. Do you have friends and you can check that box? Like you don't have to be someone else. Like enough people like you, you know. And of course, if you can't check that box, then maybe look in the mirror a little bit. But
So what are some ways that you can improve your people skills? Like, what do you teach your clients?
a good way, you know, and like I said before, like it is a skill, and with practice, so you can have that improvement, and the rewards are tremendous because. We're talking about people skills and think like, okay, in any industry out there, like if I had better people skills, would it would it help me and would I have better results? And almost always the answer is like yes, like a resounding yes, right? Would I be a better leader with people skills? Yes. Like, would I be a better communicator with people skills? Yes. Would I sell more? Yes. Like, would I be a more valuable employee? Yes. Like, all those things, right? So it's really worth like the effort and time. But I think one, because I kind of have three ideas, but one, the first one is being aware of people skills. So like just being aware, right? Like be an observer, right? Like how do people respond? How do people like both good and bad, like good examples and bad examples, right? Like in whatever scenario that you're dealing with. Like you might just be a listener, you know, listening in on a conversation with two other people, or you might be in a group setting and you're like, okay, well, who's like, you know, who's doing well with their people skills and who's kind of like, you know, a little rough around the edges. So just kind of being aware of that, I think that's a key start.
Being aware, like paying attention, like you said, to other people and what they're doing and how they affect you, you know, like you said, is listen, like just observe maybe someone that you admire that has really good people skills, like what are they doing, and then try and mirror that.
Yeah, that's good. And think about like, because you talked about energy earlier, and I love that because if you can think like for someone else that you're thinking about someone like, how do they make me feel? Usually that goes back to like a people's skill, right? Like, so good or bad, right? Like, and if you like say, well, they don't make me feel great, well, then look at the people skills of that person, right? And so now we can kind of look in the mirror a little bit on ourselves, like how am I being perceived by other people? Is that a positive way? Oh, and it's probably going to be a reflection of my people's skills, right? Dealing with that person. And so, I mean, I think most people are, you know, the people that don't want to change are, I think they're few and far between. They're just, you know, they're, for lack of a better word, they're just, you know, a-holes. I'm sorry. Sorry, we're gonna have to put the parental advisory on the podcast here, but you know, there's a few of those, right? For sure, like no doubt. But I think there's a lot of nuance in that other area where most people want to be a little bit better at, you know, being people skills, having good people skills.
There's the narcissistic people out there who honestly are not developed in those ways, and those are the people that are struggling the most, the ones that think that they're the best thing since sliced bread, and you definitely can smell their bullshit from a mile away. So yeah, definitely putting the parental advisory on this one.
Sorry, or edit, or cut that out.
You started
Sorry.
it. I just
I know.
followed your
Sorry,
lead. It's all good.
Lisa. Sorry, Lisa.
What about like books? Do you think there's any books that people can read? Like, do you read books? Have you read books on people skills?
Yeah, there's some really good ones. My two favorites are the Covey ones, Stephen Covey. So the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That's a really, really good one. And then the kind of the Holy Grail, you know, the Bible of people skills, you know, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Napoleon Hill. Those are like old classics, but like he, at the time I think he was 15. I bought my son there's a version of that book that's like for teens because it's like it's more simple and like not quite as long. But I think that one, no matter what you did, if you just like took a chapter and worked on it for a whole week, or like that one principle, like this is not a book that you're gonna like sit down and read it all and then be like, there's just too many nuggets. So it's like w with that book, I recommend people, hey, like get that book, read a chapter, and they're short chapters, and just apply that one thing for the whole week, not a day. Like you need a little bit more practice, a little bit more focus on that, right? Like using people's names, like that type of thing, right? Like there's so many good nuggets in there. I just love that book, and it, you know, obviously it's been around a long time. Like some of the stories in there, you know, he talks about, you know, back in the good old days, but some of the stuff and some of the stories, but that's a great book. And if you get that And if you get those, just start working on them, right? Like it is a skill. Like just dive into it. Like just start working somewhere. And you might not be really good at all of them. That's fine. But if you can improve like two or three of the aspects, you're going to be better.
Yeah, what you don't know, you don't know. I like what you said about saying the person's name. This morning I was at a appointment and I was learning how to work with my body, and he said, "This is something Lisa should use after work to release the tension in her neck." And when he said Lisa should, and it related to me, it made me feel so good, you know, because it was so personable. So it was like for me, you know, that's a really strong tip that you just gave everybody. The use of names, I think, is huge.
Yeah, we all like our name, right? Like, yeah. So that's
Yeah.
key. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a great book. And then the Covey kind of has a series. He has a couple different ones, but the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, that's a really good one. And then the third tip of that is just start practicing like daily. Like just try to take little steps, right? You're not going to go from like being this like having low people skills to all of a sudden being amazing, but like what you're talking about, like how could I practice this daily at the coffee shop? Can I, instead of just ordering, can I ask the person a question, right? Or instead of just waiting in line, like can I like make some small talk? And for some personalities, I know that's like you're not asking for a small thing, that's like a huge thing, right? Like for
Yeah.
some personalities, and I get that, I understand that. But or maybe it's instead of texting someone, you call.
Right.
Like even that, like that interaction is a better, more higher level interaction than a text,
Yeah.
just on the phone, right? So whatever it is, but because, like I said, I'm saying it again, but the results are like big. Like you can stand apart. Like
Yeah.
if you're at a company, like look around and like see, like there's probably some really good people there, right? Like, and you might like if you can stand out, like how are you going to stand out? And I think the especially for leadership and positions, like the higher up you get, like the people skills and the leaderships are way, way more valuable. Like,
Yeah.
can you lead people? Can people follow you, right? Those type of positions, and the lower on the totem pole, it's more task oriented. Can you do that task?
Right.
So if you want to be a leader in your organization, in your business, whatever it is, you want to be a leader and respected and do really, really well and improve yourself. No, that people skills, I can't say it enough. That's going to be a big opportunity because like we started the show, people skills are diminishing, right? So it's an opportunity for you to stick out in a good way, stand out,
Yes, we got to lead our younger crew, us older folks,
I
because we're the
know.
ones who hold that knowledge and that wisdom, you know, that's falling away so quickly. So I feel that that's a responsibility in our leadership and our roles as adults, especially 40 and over, you know, is to help guide the young people. I think it's also important to know that everybody struggles with it. I was watching this video and this influencer, he is studying rejection. And so he wants to be really good at sales and really good at rejection. So he challenges himself to go to a different coffee shop every day and ask the barista for a coffee, but ask for 10% off every single time. Most of the time they say no, and they hand him a card and say, no, if you buy 10, you know, you'll get one free. And he says every single time his heart's racing and he's just terrified, but he keeps doing it because he's practicing what he's preaching, right? He wants to learn himself.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I've seen that guy too. I don't remember his name, but yeah,
Yeah.
that's great because he's practicing, right? And then pretty soon, like because I remember when I first started selling, I mean, those first doors or those first calls, like, because we just did doors, but I could see it with like any type of sales situation, like, oh my gosh, like, you're like, whoo, like, oh my heart and head gonna explode, like, so nervous. And like, anytime you do something new, that's common, right? Like, we have to give ourselves a little bit of grace. Like anytime we do something out of our comfort zone, it's not going to feel great. Like we know that going in. But you got to over, like if you do it again, it's going to be a little bit easier the next time. You do it again, a little bit easier. Again, like easier, 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 easier. And then all of a sudden, you're in a spot where, like, I got to a point where so good with people skills, literally, because you're kind of rehearsing a pitch, literally, I could tell what someone was going to say before they said it. Like, this is no joke. Literally, like, I knew they were going to say it like 2 seconds before they said exactly what they said. Like, because it's like over and over again, and you're like, no, like, and I became like an expert at like liars. Like, I knew right when someone was lying because I'd been lied to over and over again, and it's normally just like, basic stuff like, oh, I'm running out right now. I'm going to the store. You're like, there's no way that guy's going to the store. He's not going anywhere. He's just trying to get rid of me or whatever. So, and you get good at body language, you get good at reading people, like, and it's all practice.
Do you so when you pulled up to the house, would you start getting nervous, or what was it like when you first started?
When I first started, it was nervous just putting my shoes on to leave the house because I knew what it was going to be like. And it was nerve-wracking, but I knew like it's okay. Like, it's okay to do something that makes you nervous. Like, it's okay because you're going to survive. Like, it's normal. It's fine. Like, it's not like life-threatening. Like, I mean, I wasn't, nothing bad was going to happen. I wasn't like jumping off a big cliff or anything like that. Heights, that don't get me started on heights. That's a whole nother story. But,
I have a little bit of a fear myself. So we can talk about that another day.
But just realizing it's going to be a little uncomfortable, but the results are worth it, right? So what's on the other side of it, right? What's on the other side of the pain? What's on the other side of the stress? What's on the other side of the growth, right? And those things, and if you can focus on those things, that'll really, really pull you to in the right direction.
Do you have any stories, horror stories from door-to-door sales? Because that is a beast in itself. Like, I commend you, knocking on someone's door cold. Like, do you have any stories of negative things that happened, and what did you learn from that?
I mean, you're getting rejection every single day, right? You're getting no. For the most part, people they respond to you how you speak to them. Like, so if you speak in like a normal, like, respectful way, typically most times they respond to you. But there's always that one person that's just having a bad day that they don't like themselves. It's not about you, like. They're taking their frustrations out on you. Like, that happens, right? Like, just like whatever. You just like walk away. There's no big deal. So the way I looked at it is like there was about 20% of the people I would never sell. That you just no way. Like, I don't care like how good you are. Like, no one's selling them. They're not doing anything no matter what. So it's fine. Don't worry about them. It's the other 80%. And there's about 20% that would buy just because you showed up. So you take kind of the two ends of the spectrum. Literally, like, they were like ready, and just because you're working hard, you'll find that 20% just from working hard. You'll find the people that are like wanting to buy and have been thinking about or whatever. But, and then it's that middle, like that middle 60% that you want to like getting good at selling and trying to convert more of those people. That was the key. So yeah, negative was a big part of that, like getting fear of rejection, like overcoming that is a huge part of sales. Like, anyone that's been doing sales or a business know that that's part of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. So, where can people find out more about your coaching program?
So we are, at lukejorgensen.com, and we're getting ready to launch a community of salespeople. And it is an ongoing training because sales is so in depth. Sales is there's so much to know, right? There's nothing like over time progression. And we're gonna help you get some more immediate results. But there's things like people skills that like just take longer to like develop. And so yeah, we're starting a community of salespeople, and you can join that membership just by going to my website, and there's a link there, and then we can get you started in the community of like-minded people that are trying to improve, and try to get group training and good practice. And we apply everything that we train on. So it's not just fluff. It's not just theory. Like, it's actually stuff that's going to work and move the needle for you. So any type of sales situation, and sometimes people think, well, I'm not in sales. It's like, well, do you have a business? Like you're in
Right.
sales. Like, do you
Yeah.
have some type of product service? Of course, you're in sales, but are you an entrepreneur? You're in sales. Like anything that you're trying to communicate something, do you have a personal brand? You're in sales. Like there's like just check the box. You're most people are in some type of sales situation.
Yeah, even everyday life, like sales techniques can be used everywhere. It's a good skill to have.
Yeah, do you want to go to, you want to tell your friends where to go to lunch, right? You got to have a little bit, where should we
Yeah.
go for lunch? Well, you got to convince them. Let's, you might want to get the best spot for lunch. What little things like that too. So
Yeah, totally.
every once
What
in a
are
while,
some
my wife will
last
be like, are you selling me? I'm like, no, I'm just giving you information. Like, no, she's like, I
Yeah.
think you sell. So
That's funny. She knows you. She knows you too well. Do you have any last minute thoughts to leave the audience with about people skills today?
Yeah, just go through those three steps. Just be aware, start training, start getting good books and learning, and then start applying. I think those three things, if you can do those as takeaways today, you'll be on a better track and ahead of most people that just will hear good things and won't do anything about it. So.
Beautiful. It was really good to see you again. Thanks so much for being here and for sharing your knowledge.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks so much, Lisa. Appreciate the conversation.
Yes. And to our audience, we challenge you, go to the coffee shop and ask for a 10% discount. Actually, just turn around and talk to the person behind you. Just anything. Ask them the time. And that will improve your people skills today. Until next time, be well, everyone. Take care.